Alright, everyone say good morning. Let's begin. A lot to do today. Today's daf is Pei Zayin 87. We are picking up Pei Vav Amud Beis 86b, last two lines. Itmar. So we'll say we're going a little bit weiter in the discussion regarding, well, let's see, Itmar. Perishu Kodim Chatzos, Bechzir Acha Chatzos. So we'll say, now a very interesting discussion. So we saw already yesterday the fascinating idea about chatzos and what chatzos does ultimately again to limbs on the mizbeach, that effectively again at chatzos they become burned, meaning they become ash, I should say, they become deshen. After the point they become deshen, then again there's no iser hano or anything else like that. So the Gemara asks an interesting question. Itmar perishu kodim chatzos. What happens if the limbs, Pei Vav Amud Beis 86b, last two lines, what happens if the limbs were taken off the Mizbeach before Chatzos, Vechziran Achar Chatzos, and they are placed back on the altar after midnight? So an interesting case. So they were taken off before midnight, placed back on after midnight. Now the Shaila is, what's the status of the limbs? Rabba Amar Rabba says, we'll say top of Pei Zayin, Chatzos Sheni Ochalta. So we'll say, it's actually interesting. Rabba says, you have to keep them, once you put them on the Mizbeach, you have to keep them on until when? Until the following Chatzos. So just to give you the example, let's say you put it on the Mizbeach on Sunday. You took off the limbs prior to midnight on Sunday. You then put it back on Sunday, or really Monday morning after midnight. It has to stay, Rabbi will say, it has to stay on the Mizbeach up through Monday night, i.e. Tuesday morning, past Chatzos. It requires another Chatzos, ultimately again, to allow it to be ash. Rav Chista says, Amud HaShachar Ochalten. Rav Chista says, no, you don't need that. Rather, once dawn comes, dawn, by definition, transforms the limbs into ash. Once dawn comes, you're good. Amri Bey Rav. My time is Rav Chista. So we'll say, what's Rav Chista's logic? So Rav Chista will say, Uma Chatzos She'in Oselino Oseiko. So Rav Chista will say, as we'll say, we know, what does Chatzos do? Chatzos does not go ahead and affect Lina. We'll say Lina is the state where you have a carbonic item which remains overnight in the Beis HaMikdash. If it remains overnight in the Beis HaMikdash in an unoffered state, so the carbon itself becomes disqualified. So Rav Chista will say as follows. Rav Chista will say, Rav's interpretation of Rav Chista is as follows. Chatzos does not affect Lino, which means that if you have carbonic parts that are sitting around in the Beis HaMikdash past Chatzos, they do not become disqualified by sitting overnight. Yet we've established that when the limbs are on the Mizbeach, once midnight passes, then what? Then the limbs are considered to already have been consumed, are considered to be ash. So the Gemara says, Amod HaShachar, Sha'oselina, Eino Din Sha'oseikul. Then all the more so than the dawn. So when dawn comes, so dawn does go ahead and create lina. In other words, once you have a sacrificial part which has been sitting around and dawn has dawned, then by definition the carbon is invalid because it's considered to be laying around. It's called lina. Eino din sha'osikol, then certainly again it should go ahead and turn the leftover limbs into ash comes dawn. To which the Gemara says, Perishu kodim chatzos vechziran lachem shatzos. So that's case number one. So case number one over here is where the limbs, were taken off before Chatzos, taken off the Mizbeach before Chatzos, put back on after Chatzos. What's the status? So we've got Rabba saying when you put them back on, they need to stay on there past the next midnight. Once they stay on there past the next midnight, they're considered to be ash. Rav Chista, no, just put them back on, leave them there until dawn, and you're good to go. Next case. We're going to resolve these cases. Pirshu kodim chatzos vechziran la'achar amud hashachar. Well, so what about the following case? You go ahead and you take it off before chatzos. So you take the limbs off before chatzos. Vechziran la'achar amud hashachar. Rabbi say, in this case, what happens? You don't put it back until after dawn. So in this case, if I took it off before chatzos, didn't put it back on until after dawn. So what's the halacha? Rabbi Amar chatzos sheni ochalten. So we'll say, you see, Rabba is Lishitaso. Rabba says that essentially, in order for limbs to be considered ash, what do they need? What do they need? They need to experience a chatzos on the altar. Therefore, again, if you took it up before chatzos, no problem. You could put it back. When you put it back, it has to stay there through the next chatzos. That's the halacha. Rav Chista says, Ein bahem ikul liolam. Rav Chista says that at the end of the day, we'll say literally what this means is, these items can never be consumed. And we'll say, when we say these items can never be consumed, what that means is, Rashi says, Ein bahem ikul liolam, it's the last of the wide lines on top. Shepokin, yachziru molen ben achiyasu deshen. Which means Rabbi said that they are considered to be limbs up until the point that they are actively reduced to ash. So Rav Chista says something very interesting. So Rav Chista says that halacha lemaisa, once it was off the mizbeach at chatzos and didn't come back on until dawn, then what? Then halacha lemaisa. So Rabbi said, as what you're beginning to see over here is as follows: chatzos has this incredibly transformative power. Right, incredibly transformative power, which is that at chatzos, limbs are transformed into ash. What's the chiddush? They're transformed into ash even though what? Even though what? They're not ash. That's the power of chatzos. You could transform a limb into ash even though it's not actively ash. Rav Chista says that's only true if it's actually on the mizbeach at some point in time. But if lemaisa, again, it was taken off before chatzos, and not placed back on until after Alos, so you missed the entire nighttime period on the Mizbeach, then there is no transformation into ash until when? Until when? It actually becomes ash. You've missed the transformative power of Chatzos, and therefore, again, Aloch L'maisa only becomes ash once it's transformed to ash. So, both sides. So again, what's happening over here in the second case? See, in case number one, it was on there before Chatzos, then what? Taken off before Chatzos, placed back on before Alos HaShachar. Rabbi says, you still need a Chatzos. Rav Chista says, no. As long as it was on the Mizbeach at night, you got it back on before Alos. Once Alos comes, it's considered to be ash. Case number two, it was on before Chatzos, taken off before Chatzos. On before Chatzos, taken off before Chatzos, not placed back on until after Alos. Rabbi says, no problem, put it back on. The following Chatzos will transform it into ash. Rav Chista says, no. No more transformative ability of the Mizbeach. It only becomes ash when it's actively reduced to ash. Maske for Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef raises a kasha. Uman leimalon dechatzos barosh hamizbeach meshavi leigol dilma kolheich demishka cholhu meshavi luheich make equal. Supposed to listen to this. Rav Yosef says, I want to advance another idea. Maybe what happens with leftover limbs is that comes chatzos, they are transformed into ash. But maybe it's the power of chatzos independent of the mizbeach. In other words, maybe chatzos itself transforms the limbs into ash, even if what? Even if the limbs are not on the mizbeach. Says the Gemara, Shalchu mitam, indeed they sent to Eretz Yisrael, Hilchasak Kirav Yosef. That Taloch indeed follows Rav Yosef. The Rabbos say that even if the limbs are not on the Mizbeach, it is not the Mizbeach which transforms the limbs into ash, but rather, what is it? What is it? It's Chatzos. Chatzos. It marnami amrav chiyah bar abba perishu. So we'll listen to this. This is their support. Perishu kodim Chatzos. If the limbs were on the Rabbos say, obviously, those limbs have to be on the Mizbeach at some point in time. But the idea is that if they were taken off before Chatzos, they don't need to be on there at Chatzos in order to be transformed into ash. Wherever they are transformed into ash. Perishu kodim Chatzos, vechziron achar Chatzos. So similarly, we learned that what? That if the limbs were taken off the Mizbeach before Chatzos, and you put them back on after Chatzos, lo nanin v'lo mo'alin. Ultimately, again, you shouldn't get hana from it. But if you did so, there is no mi'ilah. Which Rav say ultimately means that what? That really it's a isra d'rabbana, meaning midaraisa, chatzos transforms it into ash. We just rabbinically don't want you using it for your own benefit. V'chintana bar kafra. Pesuli Bar Kafra taught Pirshu Kodim Chatzos. If you remove the limbs from the Mizbeach before Chatzos, Vechziron La'achar Chatzos, and you put them back on after Chatzos, Yotzin Midei Mi'ila. We'll say they are no longer subject to Mi'ila. So we'll say, so this is the groundbreaking Shita of Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says that even if the limbs are not on the Mizbeach at the time of Chatzos, nevertheless, what? Chatzos itself transforms the limbs into ash. So it comes Chatzos, ultimately again those limbs are considered to be Deshen. So now the Gemara says, if that's true, Dechime Achar Deshalchu Mitam, Hilchasak Rav Yosef, now that you just told me that Talacha is like Rav Yosef, namely, that Chatzos transforms the limbs into ash, even if what? Even if what? They are not on the Mizbeach at the time of Chatzos. V'amr Abchiyah Bar Kafra, V'chintani Bar Kafra, V'chintani Bar Kafra, Rabav Rav Chista B'may Pligi. So we'll say, here's what's interesting. If that's the case, that we follow Rav Yosef, that Chatzos transforms the limbs into ash, even if they're not on the Mizbeach, then what are Rabba and Rav Yosef arguing about? Right? We'll say, remember again, Rabba and Rav Yosef had the following case. They said that if you had limbs on the Mizbeach before Chatzos, and you took it off before Chatzos, and returned it again before what? Before Alos. Or case number two was after Alos. So you always have Rabba saying, you have to put it back on, and it needs another Chatzos. The following midnight will transform it into ash. Rav Yosef, depending on the case, gives his sheet, but I don't understand. If indeed we hold like Rav Yosef, that midnight transforms the limbs into ash, even if what? They are not actually situated on the Mizbeach, then what are Rabba and Rav Yosef arguing about? It doesn't matter whether you put the limbs back on the altar or not. Once Chatzos comes, those limbs, by definition, are going to be ash. To which the Gemara says, what are they arguing about? Amalei Bishmeinim. Oh, but we'll say, what are they talking about? Very fatty limbs. So you'll say, the assumption is that even if limbs are taken off the altar before Chatzos, they were burned somewhat. To the point that what? The basic meat moisture is gone, and they're hardened. Rabbi and Chista are arguing about a case, we'll say, of Shmeinim, a very fatty meat. And in the case of very fatty meat, when it's removed before the Mizbeach, from the Mizbeach, it still has a shtickle status of meat. Because it has a status of meat, then what? It has to be returned to the Mizbeach. That's where the machlokas is. But in the case where the meat has been sufficiently charred, even before Chatzos, to the point that the meat moisture is gone, then comes Chatzos, even if the meat is not on the Mizbeach, ultimately, again, it is transformed into ash. We'll say, and I'll tell you, this is a very important piece of halacha l'maisa, because I want you to remember these halachos. So the Rambam writes as follows. The Rambam says, this is in Hilchos Mi'ila, Perek Beis Halacha Yod Beis. La'akar chatzos, ein mo'alin bohen, afa pi shepaku kodim chatzos. So we'll say, listen to this. Kevin she'egia chatzos ha'layla, na'asu kol ha'evarin kimishin is achlu, v'na'asu efer. But we'll say, the halacha is, the Rambam paskins like Rav Yosef. Namely, it's very important, if you have limbs that were on the Mizbeach, assuming that they were charred, and they were taken off, so, well, let's go back. What's the easy case? And we already established this yesterday. Everyone agrees that if the limbs are on the Mizbeach at the time of Chatzos, then what? They're ash. Then we're good. That's the easy case. They're ash already after, right? Before Chatzos, it's meat. After Chatzos, it's ash. What happens if it was taken off before Chatzos? So the Rambam paskins like Rav Yosef, that what? That halacha lemaisa. So he says, Kevan she'egia Chatzos halayla, na'aseh kol ha'evarin kimishin is achlu, v'na'asu efer. It was like, comes Chatzos, limbs, sacrificial limbs, as long as they are burnt, are considered to be ash, even if what? Even if they are not actively on the Mizbeach. So we'll say that is indeed how the Rambam paskins, like Rav Yosef. Incredible. Let's go weiter. Says the Gemara. So we'll say, Rava as the following kasha of Rabba. Lina mo'eles berosh ha-mizbeach, o eina mo'eles berosh ha-mizbeach. So we'll say, listen to this case. Lina means as follows. If you go ahead, and let's say you shecht a karbon in the Beis HaMikdash, and you don't do anything with it. You don't do zrika, you don't burn the sacrificial parts, you just leave it lying inside the Beis HaMikdash. So we'll say that, and let's say, and you leave it lying there until the next morning. That's called lina. Lina means literally letting a carbon lie around past the permitted sacrificial window. And obviously, again, it's puzzle. You can't do anything with the puzzle. You take it outside of it. You can't do anything with the carbon because it's puzzle. You take it outside of the Beis HaMikdash and burn it in the Beis HaDeshen. Here's the interesting question. What happens, Rabosai, if you shechted the carbon, you didn't do the sacrificial services, but you left it on top of the altar? You leave it on top of the Mizbeach. Is that called lina or not? So lina mo'eles b'rosh hashal mizbeach, or ino mo'eles b'rosh hashal mizbeach. Say, hey, Chidami, what's the case? Ile madilo yardu. If you want to say you did, you began the avod on top of the mizbeach, you didn't finish it, but you never brought the animal down, you left it on top of the altar. Hashta, lanu ba'azara amrit, dilo yardu, b'rosh hashal mizbeach miboy. So we'll say ultimately again. So if that's the case, that it was in the on the mizbeach, right? So we'll say if it was on the mizbeach and it never came down, then what? Look at Rashi. If they were on the top of the mizbeach and they never came down, then if that's the case, then what? Hashta lanu ba'azara. In the case of where the animal was left in the azara. Amrit delo yardu. So we'll say in that case, so we'll say, let's say you left an animal overnight in the Mizbeach, you didn't offer it up, and you inadvertently went ahead and then offered it up on the Mizbeach. So we'll say, what's the halacha? We already established this. Lo yardu, such a carbon is not brought down. Berosh Hashem Mizbeach Mibai. Then we'll say, all the more so if the animal itself is left on the top of the Mizbeach, then what? Then halacha lamaisa, we leave it there and we allow you to offer it up. Ve'ela di yardu. Rather, it must be the case where the animal was left on the top of the Mizbeach overnight, then it was taken down. So the Shaila now is what? Can you bring it back up and offer it? So the Shulchan Midamine, so also here's the Shaila. Do we compare a carbon left on the top of the Mizbeach throughout the night to the Lechem HaPanim on the Shulchan? And we'll say, now this is actually quite interesting. This night, because what do we know about the Shulchan? Afilu hein ala Shulchan Yamim Rabim. Ein b'kach klum. I will say, how did Lechem HaPanim work? Remember, Kohanim went on shift on Shabbos. So comes Shabbos, a new batch of Lechem HaPanim is placed on the Mizbeach, placed on the Shulchan, excuse me. What happens with the old batch? The old batch is given to the outgoing shift of Kohanim. The new batch is placed on the Shulchan. When the new set of Kohanim finish their tour a week later, they are given those loaves which were placed on the Mizbeach when they came on shift. Good morning, Mr. Schoenfeld. So now, the Mishnah deals with an interesting situation. We'll say, let's say, for some reason, somebody just was derelict in their responsibilities, and they never took the Lechem HaPanim off the Shulchan. We'll say, let's say, remember, Lechem HaPanim, there's a miracle anyway, they always stay fresh. So 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, whatever it is, let's say the following case. What happens? So someone forgot to remove the Lechem HaPanim from the Shulchan. They just forgot to remove the Lechem HaPanim. So what happens? So the Gemara says, so this not afilu heina la Shulchan yomim rabim. Even if the Lechem was left on the Shulchan for many days, ein bekach klum. It's okay. It's okay. And I will say, now this is an incredibly dramatic idea. Now, the logic behind this, I will say, is as follows, which is, since the Lechem HaPanim is on the Shulchan is the rightful place for the Lechem HaPanim, so failure to remove the loaves and dispense them to the Kohanim is not good, but what? Doesn't invalidate the Lechem. So do we say that a carbon which was not offered but left on top of the Mizbeach is effectively what? The equivalent of loaves of bread left on the Shulchan. And just as loaves of bread left on the Shulchan did not become disqualified, even though they've been on the Shulchan too long, so to a carbon which was slaughtered but not sacrificed but left on top of the Mizbeach also doesn't become possibleina. So the Gemara says, oh Dilma, or maybe not. Maybe we compare the top of the Mizbeach to what? To the floor of the Beis HaMikdash. And what happens if you slaughtered a sacrificial animal, failed to offer it, left it on the floor of the Beis HaMikdash overnight, then what's the status of the animal? Possible. So we'll say, see here, this is quite riveting. This is really quite riveting, quite amazing. So now, this actually is an interesting case where the carbon was slaughtered, left on top of the Mizbeach overnight. What's the Shaila? Cohen shows up the next morning, and what does he want to know? Can I offer it? Can I offer it? Can I eat it? Can I offer it? Can I sprinkle? What can I do with it? So the Shaila is, what do we compare it to? Do we compare a carbon left on the top of the Mizbeach, ultimately again, to the loaves of the Lechem HaParim left on the Shulchan, and say just as loaves that are left over time on the Shulchan still remain valid because they're in the right place. So too a carbon left on the top of the Mizbeach, even though again the Avodah has not been done, is in the right place. Therefore the Avodah can be done the next day, or no. Or is the top of the Mizbeach the same thing as the floor of the Beis HaMikdash? What happens if the Kohen slaughters an animal, gets a phone call, runs out, leaves the animal there, forgets to come back, right? He leaves there, finds it there the next morning. It's possible. Maybe a carbon left on the top of the Mizbeach is also a dramatic Shaila. Amar lei, Lina Barosh Hashem Mizbeach. So he said to him, he responded, there is no such thing as Lina on the top of the Mizbeach. And Zabal said that Halacha Lameisa, something left on the top of the Mizbeach effectively is what? Is considered to be like Lechem HaPanim left on the Shulchan for an extended amount of time, that although it is not good, we don't want it, but Halacha Lameisa, it does not become invalidated. Kibla minei olo. So we'll say, did he accept this answer or not? So tashma de itmar evarim shalanu ba'azara. If you have limbs that were left over in the azara, right in the base of Mikdash, mekater v'holei kol ha'layla. You could burn the limbs over the course of the entire night. Lan berosh hashem mizbeach. We'll see what happens if the limbs are left on top of the mizbeach. So they weren't burned, but they were left on top of the mizbeach. So then what's the halacha? Lan berosh hashem mizbeach. Mekater v'holech li'olam. Ultimately, again, we'll say, as long as they remained on top of the Mizbeach, you could burn them for however long you want. However, Yardu, once they go ahead and are brought down from the Mizbeach, then what? Rabba Amar Ya'alu. Rabba says they can be taken back up. Rava Amar Lo Ya'alu. Rava says, ultimately, again, they cannot be taken back up. Shmamina. So see from here that Rava ultimately did not accept the logic of Rava. So what do we say halacha lemaisa in this case? So watch this. So the Rambam, this is in Paragimel of Hilchos Psuli Hamukdashin. Halacha Yedalef. Get ready for this. Ready. Good. Eivarim v'chalavim. So we'll say if you have limbs and forbidden fats, and fats, I should say. Ukimatzim shalanu berosh hashem mizbeach. So we'll say, by the way, you could see totally how this kind of case could happen. Remember again, what's unfolding over here? You have a carbon. You have leftover limbs of a carbon. What are you supposed to do with leftover limbs? You burn it. So we'll say, obviously, in order to burn it, what do you have to do? Kohen has to bring it up to the mizbeach. Now, so we often assume that presumably he goes in and just throws it on the fire. Let's say the fire needs more wood. So what does he do? He places the limbs down by the side, goes to get more wood for the ma'aracha. It could just be he forgets about the limbs. Sometimes you just forget where you put your limbs. It happens. Right? So we'll say, what happens? He goes ahead, he puts down the limbs, he forgets about them. Only when he comes back the next morning to go ahead and to remove the desh and to remove the ash, he realizes that he forgot limbs by the side of the mizbeach. What's the Shaila? The Shaila now is, they have gone ahead and remained on the top of the Mizbeach overnight. Unoffered overnight. Is that Lina or not? So the Rambam paskins, Evarim, limbs, Chalavim, fats, Kamatzim, Bosek Kamatzim is the Komatz, Shalanu Berosh Hashem Mizbeach, that are left unoffered overnight on the top of the Mizbeach, Ki'ilu Lanu Ba'azara. Bosek, Staying unoffered overnight on the top of the Mizbeach is the equivalent of staying unoffered on the floor of the Mizbeach. Now watch this. Now, but what does that mean? Therefore, v'im yardu lo ya'alu. If they were mistakenly taken off the Mizbeach, then what? You can't bring them back up to offer them. Right? Instead, you take them out of the Beis HaMikdash, you burn them there. Avalim lo yardu, but I'm going to say, if they were never taken off the Mizbeach, then what? Maktirin osam li'olam. Then halacha lemaisa, you could burn them whenever you remember your mistake. So we'll say, if halacha lemaisa, the Kohen only realizes that 5 days later, right? He realizes that he didn't offer up the limbs, but the limbs are still sitting there on top of the Mizbeach. Then what? You can still offer it up. Which we'll say, now why? What's the logic of that? The logic of that is because limbs on the top of the Mizbeach are the equivalent of what? Are the bread, the loaves, lechem aponim, on the Shulchan. As long as they're there, it's fine. The problem is once you take it off, it's invalid. So as long as it's on the Mizbeach, it can be offered up whenever you discover it. The only therefore, whenever you discover it, 5 days later, 2 days later, 3 weeks later, whenever it is, you can burn it on the Mizbeach. Once you take it down, however, then Allah says it's possible it cannot be offered up. So also we kind of, to a certain degree, we kind of play it both ways. On one hand, the Rambam paskins that lina on top of the Mizbeach is the equivalent to lina in the Azara, on the floor of the Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, again, Allah HaMaisi, if you bring it down, you can't bring it back up. That being said, if it remains on top of the Mizbeach, you can, in fact, burn it whenever you discover it. Beautiful. So it says the Gemara. Kashem Shah Mizbeach Mekadesh. So let's listen to this. Tan Rabbanan. So remember, the Mishnah said that the same way that the Mizbeach ultimately sanctifies, so too again does the kevesh, does the altar, and also does a kli. So Tan Rabbanan, Hanogeh b'mizbeach, if something touches the mizbeach, it becomes sanctified. Emi ela mizbeach, that only means the mizbeach, kevesh minayin. We'll say, how do we know that once sacrificial parts touch the kevesh, touch the ram, that they also become sanctified? Tamud lomar, es hamizbeach. We'll say the Torah uses lashon of es. Es is always a ribui. S always comes to include something additional. So klisharis minayin. How do we know that even once a sacrificial item comes into a service utensil, it becomes kodesh as well? So the Gemara says, Talmud lomar, kol hanogea bahem yikdash. Therefore, the pasuk says, anything that touches them will become sanctified. Ba'aminei reish lakish mer b'yochanan. Klisharis ma'u sheyakdish es apsulim. This is an interesting question. Does a klisharis have the ability to be makdish something that is possible? Now Rashi points out over here that the assumption of the question is as follows, which is, if something that is ritually invalid, sacrificially invalid, comes into a klisharis, does the klisharis have the ability to be makdish it to the point that ultimately the item could be redeemed? Amarle, Tinisua, we learn this. Kashem Shem Mizbeach Va'Kevesh Mekachin Asarai Lehem. Kach Keli Mekachin, the same way that the Mizbeach and the ramp have the ability to sanctify something, so too again a Kli also has the ability to sanctify something. Amar Lei, no. L'chatchila L'karev Kami Bayli. No. What I'm asking, I will say, is as follows. What I'm asking is that Halacha L'maisi, if you have something that was invalid to be offered, and then you put it inside the Kli Shares, does the Kli Shares enable you L'chatchila to now offer up that item? So he answers, Harnami Tanina. We learn this as well. We'll say, Amadeis, Shekiblu P'sulin, V'zarku Asdamo. One of the cases in the Mishnah Bosai was where what? Was where an item, where Kabbalah was done, Kabbalah of the blood, was done by apostle, and then he went ahead and threw the blood. My life, Shekiblu Psulin, Vizarku Psulin. But so we're now talking about a case where what? Where Halacha Lamaisa, there was apostle who did the Kabbalah, and apostle, a Kohen who's apostle, and who also did the Zrika. So we'll say, look at Rashi for just a moment. Rashi says, Shekiblu Psulin, Vahadar Zarku Psulin. So we'll listen to this. So one of the cases of the Mishnah Bosai was where Kabbalah and Zrika were done by Psulin, right? What did the Mishnah say? If Kabbalah and Zrika were done by Psulin, if Kabbalah and Zrika were done by Psulin, so ultimately, again, im alu lo yerdu. So what the unasked question is as follows. Why do you need Kabbalah and Zrika to be done by apostle? At the end of the day, once Kabbalah is done by a Kohen who is apostle, then what? Then the Avodah should be apostle. It must be because even if the Kabbalah is done by a Kohen who is apostle, once the blood comes into a klisharis, the klisharis is metaheret, and therefore again the blood only subsequently becomes invalid when the zrika is done by a apostle. So you see from here that what? You see from here that a klisharis has the ability to make kosher even something that is ritually invalid. To which the Gemara says, no, lo shekiblu psulin, inami shezarku psulin. No. The way to read that case in the Mishnah Avosai is what, or is how, is that ultimately, again, the case was where either Kabbalah or Zrika was ultimately done by someone who is a Pasul. But Halacha L'maisa, again, it doesn't require that both, i.e. Klisharis ultimately, again, cannot go ahead and remedy something that was unfit for the Mizbeach suddenly to be fit. So we'll say, listen to this. So I'll tell you this Halacha. Anyway, this halacha is, you know what, I'm going to save this halacha for the end if we have time, because actually this halacha is a much more expansive halacha, not just about klisharis, but ultimately, again, what the Mizbeach does. So either we'll get to it later today or tomorrow, Mirat Hashem. Abir Mizbeach, Yom Mizbeach Dam Yola. We'll say now the Gemara transitions to another shayla. What about airspace of the Mizbeach? So we'll say this is a fascinating shayla. Airspace of, look at Rashi just a moment. Avir HaMizbeach is almost right across in Rashi. Im Tala Ivarim Psulin Ba'avir Osh HaMizbeach Ki Mizbeach Tami V'lo Yerd. So let's listen to this. If you go ahead and you take Ivarim Psulin, limbs of a carbon which are possible to be offered. So remember again, when it comes to limbs of most carbonos, what's the halacha? Even if it's possible to be offered, what's the halacha? Im Alu Lo Yerdu. You shouldn't offer it up. But once you go ahead and you offer it, once you bring it up, it doesn't have to be taken down. What happens if I never placed the limbs on the Mizbeach? Instead, what did I do? I held the limbs in the airspace of the Mizbeach. So we'll say, is that tantamount to coming on? So we'll say, this is a very simple case, right? The Pasha says, this could happen all the time. How does this happen? The Kohen carries the limbs up the Mizbeach. So now he's standing on top of the Mizbeach. Suppose I, the limbs have never touched the Mizbeach itself. The limbs are in the airspace of the Mizbeach. So do we say that the airspace of the Mizbeach ultimately, again, acquires the limbs for the Mizbeach to the point that now we would say, Im Alu, now that they're on the Mizbeach, Lo Yerdu. Abir Mizbeach, Ki Mizbeach, Dami Olov. Fundamental Shaila. Olo, Rashid, Ki Mizbeach, Dami Yerdu. Or do we say no? That in other words, when do we say that if invalid sacrificial limbs came on the Mizbeach that we don't take them down? And we'll say, when is that? When you actually put it down. Once you put it down on the Mizbeach, you don't take it back. But if you're just holding it in the air, it's in the avir of the Mizbeach, then no, and you realize what you did is wrong, you take it back down. That's the Shaila. So Tashma, Kishem Shah Mizbeach, Mekadesh, Kach Kevesh, Mekadesh. So we'll say, what did the Braisa say? She Braisa says, same as the Mishnah. The same way that the Mizbeach ultimately again sanctifies limbs, So too does the ramp. Now watch this. V'i amrit aver mizbeach lav ki mizbeach tami. And if you want to say that the airspace of the mizbeach is not like the mizbeach, then avir kevesh nami lav ki kevesh tami. Then we'll say, if that's the case, then what? In other words, we assume that there's one din of airspace. See, if you are going to tell me that the airspace of the mizbeach does not acquire the item, in other words, that being in the airspace of the mizbeach is not like being at rest on the Mizbeach, then you'd have to say that what? You'd have to say that being the airspace of the ramp is also not the equivalent to what? To being on the ramp itself. So therefore, again, so Avir Kevesh Nami Lavki Kevesh Tami. If that's the case, Heichi Masik Le Mi Kevesh La Mizbeach Havi Le Yarud. So we'll say ultimately again that I don't understand that how can you ever go ahead and bring something from the Kevesh to the Mizbeach, ultimately, again, it should be ultimately like the din of Yarot, it should be taken down. So hear what the Gemara is asking over here. Heichi masik le mi Kevesh le Mizbeach, havi le Yarot. So you're both saying, if that's the case, then ultimately, again, at the airspace of the ramp is also, if you hold that the airspace of the Mizbeach is not like the Mizbeach, then the airspace of the ramp is not like the ramp. If that's the case, then halacha lemaisa, how are you ever bringing anything from the ramp to the Mizbeach? To which the Gemara says, dinagid le. Oh, well, see, I'll tell you how. Look at Rashi for just a moment. Heichi masik le mikevesh le Mizbeach. Ha ki magba le ba'avir ha-kevesh havi le yarod utnan im lo yard le. So we'll say, now just watch this for just a moment. Remember, in order to get to the top of the Mizbeach, where do you have to go? Up the ramp. If you tell me that airspace is not the equivalent to being at rest on the ramp or on the top of the Mizbeach, that means when you carry something up the ramp, Rabbi say, that's the equivalent of what? That's the equivalent of being on the floor. If that's the case, then how are you ever permitted to carry something up the ramp to the Mizbeach. Ultimately, again, it's as if it's at rest on the floor. It's as if it's come off the Mizbeach, and therefore shouldn't be offered. To which the Gemara says, I'll tell you how. Dinagidle. You drag it. You drag it. So it's like, if you're dragging something up the ramp, then what? It's considered to be at rest on the ramp. You're therefore also dragging it onto the Mizbeach. It's considered to be at rest on the Mizbeach. Aye, but 1 second, there's a problem. V'ha'avir, yesh bein kevesh l'mizbeach. We'll say, but you know, we've spoken about this before, there was a space between the top of the ramp and the Mizbeach, which means that even if you're dragging it on the Mizbeach itself, there's still that space, which presumably would require you to what? To pick it up. Once you're picking it up, if you say avir, airspace, is not the equivalent of the ramp or of the Mizbeach, then what? It should have the din of yarut, of an item taken off the Mizbeach, and therefore again should not be offered, to which the Gemara says no. So the Gemara says, Rubal the kevesh ke kevesh, Rubal the Mizbeach ke Mizbeach. We'll say, we're assuming still you're still dragging it. When the majority of the item is on the ramp, it's like it's on the ramp. And once the majority of it is transferred on, ultimately again to the Mizbeach, it's like it's on the Mizbeach. So we'll say, so we still have this, so we're still not sure. We're still not sure exactly what is the status of airspace. Is airspace the equivalent of being at rest on the Mizbeach or on the ramp? Or is airspace considered to be, you might as well just be on the ground itself? So Tifshot Mehad Debayrai Bar Chava. So we'll say, it would appear that we can resolve this based on the question of Rabbi Bar Chama. What does Rabbi Bar Chama say? So the Gemara says, Yesh Chibur Li Olin, O Lo. So ultimately, again, we'll say, is there, look at Rashi for just a moment. So Yesh Chibur Ba Olin, De Lo Chashvina Le Keman De Mifras Va Azlin Behu Basaruba, O Ein Chibur. But say, ultimately, again, do we say that there is a Chibur, that there is a connection between that which is brought up on the Mizbeach or not? So Tifshot Deish Chibur. Learn out that ultimately again there is a Kronos. We'll say what you're asking over here is, look at Rashi just a moment. Yesh Chibur Ba'olin Delo Chashvinan Lohu Kimad Demifras Va'azlinan Bohu Basar Ruba Olo Or O Ein Chibur. Look at the next Rashi. Tifshot Deish Chibur De Ein Chibur Kama Kama Demata Kineget Avir Ifsile. Ubiquisos Garcina Lai. So the Shiloh over here is that, do we say that if part of the offering is sitting on the Mizbeach itself, do we say that ultimately, again, there's a connection between that which is not on there and that which is there? To which the Gemara says, Tifshot Yesh Chibur, Halokashya Tifshot. So we'll say, that question, everyone agrees that what? Everyone agrees that when part of the sacrificial part is on the Mizbeach, then what? There's a Chibur, there's a connection, and we assume that the entire part is sitting on the Mizbeach. That was never our question. What was our question, Rabbi Osai? What was our question? Our question is when no part of it is touching the Mizbeach, it's suspended in the airspace of the Mizbeach, do we say that the item is at rest on the Mizbeach or not? So we'll say that's the Shaila that we have not yet solved. So when part of the sacrificial part is on the Mizbeach, and I'm going to say I'm holding the rest in my hand, that everyone agrees it's kilu, it's at rest on the Mizbeach. The Shaila is, what's the status of the airspace? That's the issue that has still not been resolved. Maskif la Rava bar Rav Chanon. Vi amrit avir Mizbeach ki Mizbeach tomi. So listen to this. If you want to say that the airspace of the Mizbeach is the equivalent of the Mizbeach, then olas ha'of de pasla b'machshava hichi mishkach osla. We'll say, get ready for this. How can you ever have a case, we'll say, of olas ha'of? Remember again, olas ha'of, you do malika on it. Where do you do malika? You do malika on top of the Mizbeach. So we'll say, we've said before that if you have a pasla machshava, let's say again, I have in mind to go ahead and what? I have in mind to eat the carbon in Tel Aviv, right? So that would be a machshava that ultimately would pass on the carbon. But listen to the Shai, the Gemara is saying, if you hold that airspace is the equivalent of the Mizbeach itself, then how can you ever have a case of Olas Hof, where Malika is done on top of the Mizbeach, the pasla b'machshava, where there would be an invalidating thought? We'll say that should never work. Why? Ha kalta Mizbeach. We'll say if you hold the airspace of the Mizbeach acquires the item, where is the coin doing Malika? Where is he doing Malika? On top of the Mizbeach. That means at the moment that he's doing the Malika, what happens? It's as if what? That bird is actually sitting on top of the Mizbeach. If that's the case, Rabbi Osai, then having a thought to eat it somewhere else should not invalidate the carbon. No, it's not true. You can find the following case. Mashkachas lo kigom de amar harini molka almanas lahorida lamachar ulahalos alaktira. No, you can have a case. What's the case? Where he says explicitly, I'm doing malika on the condition to take this off the mizbeach and to bring it back on tomorrow and to offer it up. So we'll say, if he explicitly says that this is my kavana to take it down and then to bring it back up. Okay, honey chalurava do amar lina wa elis barosha mizbeach. So also going back now for just a moment, that makes sense according to Rava, who says that if you leave an item unoffered over the course of the night on the top of the mizbeach, the psul of lina sets in. Ella lerava de amar in lina mo elis barosha mizbeach. So lessa lamach shavto. So also right, according to Rava, who says that if you leave an animal unoffered on top of the mizbeach, we'll say that is not the psul of lina. Then what is there to say? The rabbi nami mishkachas lo kigom de amar harini molka amanas lo rida kodem amud hashachar. So according to Rabbi, you can have the following case where the Kohen says, I'm going to do malika on the condition to go out and take it down from the mizbeach before amud hashachar, ulahalos ala achar amud hashachar, and bring it back on after amud hashachar. So we'll say that would be the case ultimately again of an invalidated bird offering. So we'll stop over here for today, but understand what we're stopping with. So we'll say, we've answered a lot of kashas today and covered a lot of halacha lemaisa ground. The one piece that we still leave unresolved, but don't worry, we will resolve it in Mir Tashem tomorrow, is status of airspace. Does the airspace of the Mizbeach ultimately, again, have the same status of the Mizbeach itself or not? That seems to be subject to Machlokas, Mir Tashem resolution, tomorrow morning. Shkoyach.